Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just checking out my feeds as we roll into hour two of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, The Rod Peterson Show. Thanks for joining us for coffee today. Coming up in hour two, Mike Schepper, our good friend, defensive coordinator of the Minot State University Beavers, formerly of the Rough Riders. And what a great cap of the Edmonton Eskimos. He was a top lieutenant, as I said, of the Chris Jones Army. That Army temporarily disbanded. And Shep now finding gainful employment in the NCAA with a great program. And Justin Dunk from 3downnation.com coming up to talk about all things NFL, CFL, NCAA. Because it is draft week in the CFL. It was draft week in the NFL. So we'll get to that. People still talking about our hour one interview with TSN's Rod Black, which has people in stitches. It was hilarious. Yes, he did come on the air with a mullet wig, if you missed it. Hasn't cut his hair through the pandemic. You're going to want to go back and watch it. And Terry Vaughn was amazing too. But people are saying that Rod Black is the rock star of the day. Hands down, for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I don't know if he's going to win it. When you get on Twitter and
fans can vote.
People vote on Twitter that maybe didn't see the interview. He might not see the love. But if you've watched it, yeah, he's the Rockstar.
Super guy. By the way, Rockstar of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. It's Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI, and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. Randy Nichols watching in Cochrane, Alberta. He says, the most watched NFL draft ever. Sports starved fans everywhere. My wife said to me on probably Friday night, she's like, why am I hearing so much about the NFL draft right now? And I said, because there's nothing else going on. Normally we would be elbows deep in the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs. We wouldn't even, in Canada, we wouldn't even be paying attention to the NFL draft, but it's the only thing going on. Now, I want to get to what that football guy said to me about the draft in Canada and how they should glitz it up. But I just want to read a couple messages here from the Prairie Mobile text line. And I heard from the Prairie Mobile people last night. They're doing well. They wish everybody well and can't wait to get back to normal, of course. But they're doing great. Anonymous texter from the 380 writes in, says, just getting a chance to catch up on the podcast. And I have to say, I love the Chad Kackert interview. It was fantastic. Thanks for filling my drive time. It was a pleasure. Apparently, Jay and Dan didn't find it as funny as we did.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
What are you going to do?
Oh, well.
From Brady in Saskatoon, Prairie Mobile text line, he says, I have my opinion on your question about whether players win championships or do organizations win championships. My opinion is that it's a collective effort. It starts at the management being able to bring in the right players. Then the players have to put in the effort, talent, and determination to win those championships. Well, of course it is, but the thing is, the organizations think it's them, not the players or not the employees, and that's the problem. Go watch The Last Chance. The general manager of the Bulls actually said that.
He did.
It's not players, it's organizations. Yeah, how's that working out for you now, Jerry? From the 403. Hey, Rod, did you steal Bo Levi Mitchell's rings? I have my own. Nice try, though.
Yeah.
Dan Heimbecker writes in. He says, tuning in from Highway 11. Any new information on the Rod Peterson Sports Trip 2020? Keep on keeping on. Stay safe. That's from Dan. And he was on our trip last year to Houston. What's going on over there? I know they're communicating back and forth, but it's distracting. It's my problem, not yours. Trust me. The NFL schedule comes out. Shepard's ready. The NFL schedule comes out May 9th.
Okay.
That's all I can say. We don't know. So past May 9th, we'll look at what the Dolphins are doing. Because I think we want to go see two on the Dolphins. I think we're more so just want to go to Miami. But
that's the game plan right now.
And I'd really like to go to Tampa. So there is talk of a combination of going to Miami to catch the Dolphins, going to Tampa to watch Brady and the Bucks and Gronk, stopping in between to hunt alligators with a camera. There's a lot of things to do, okay? So it's Florida. It's just going to depend on the schedule. And by the way, just ahead of Shep from the Minot State Beavers, the football guy, the highly decorated football guy that was writing me on the weekend about how the CFL should change things up, the Canadians part of the draft isn't necessarily evil. It's just not that exciting because people don't get excited about offensive linemen and blah, blah, blah. They just don't. They're not franchise players. But he thinks that there should be an American draft in the Canadian Football League. And it would be basically a mini NFL draft. And you would get that interest in America.
It'd be huge.
You would get the players, prospects, families all interested in the draft too.
Yep.
So, because I was talking about, hey, what I loved about the NFL draft was being able to see the coaches and seeing the Michael Irvins and the Kurt Warners and these kinds of guys. And you don't see that with a CFL draft. He's not as interested. He's a football guy. He doesn't get that. Listen, football guys, if it was up to them, they would never do any interviews. They'd play in empty stadiums and they don't care. They just care about the game. There's more to it than what's going on the field or picking players. There's more to it. But this guy's saying a modification or just basically putting a stick of dynamite in the draft process and blowing up what they're doing and starting over, which isn't a bad idea either, that it's time to do that. Over to you. What do you think?
I agree. It'd be tough because these teams separate themselves and the Craig Smiths of the world, they make their living on their ability to scout and find players in the States and then convince them to come up and then signing them to contracts and getting them on the field. So in this sense, you'd have more of a combine process, I think, when it comes to those Americans, the ones who have a pretty good idea that they're not going to the NFL. So it'd be more about finding those guys, putting them in the into the combine process, having camps that all teams have interest in, and then figuring out what that draft process looks like. Because we get so excited in May when we see guys in the training camp roster, when you get a guy like Marquise Williams, who it gets signed to the Riders, and then you get his bio sent out in the press release, and and Darian Durant's name pops up in terms of who he's being compared to, breaking Darian's records at North Carolina and things like that. We get really excited. So if you had that information out there for a draft, you would be excited about all these guys and who came on your radar and who you've picked
well,
that year.
And again, just this is the direct quote. I brought up the message from him. He goes, that's why you shake up the format and have an American draft in all caps. So if the Riders draft the quarterback from Eastern Washington, tell me that wouldn't be something that you couldn't work with. Just my opinion, but I don't think people watch the NFL draft to see Belichick's dog. It's all about the players. Claypool and Gallimore are a far bigger story than the CFL draft. Am I wrong? Just spitballing. And I said, why can't we have the football side of it plus the glitz side of it? Put it together and maybe there's a winner.
Be huge.
But anyways, let's go to Mike Shepard now. Shep, thanks for sitting through that. Minot State University Beavers defensive coordinator. How are you, Shep?
Doing great, Rod. Thanks so much for having me on.
Any thoughts on that, glitzing up the CFL draft, or do you have as much concern anymore since you're all NCAA now?
I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole, Rod. You handle it beautifully.
Thank you so much, Shep. So before we get into the nuts and bolts of the Beavers talk and all the rest, life amid the pandemic for you, what's life like on a daily basis, and how's your family?
Family's great, Rod. Thanks for asking. Currently, they're still stationed in Regina. I'm currently deployed, in air quotes, if you will, here in Minot. The good and bad that comes with that, obviously, been able to stay business as usual for us as a coaching staff. Notice we're here live from my office with some drawings in the background. So we've been able to stay busy, stay purposeful with what we need to do and accomplish as a staff, and also have a little bit of leeway that allows us with not without having a actual spring ball and actual May, upcoming May recruiting period. It's allowed us to get our concrete pour to the basement here as both a staff and also with our defensive players. We have performed virtual spring practice via Zoom and Microsoft Elements online technology, which I'm continually learning by the day, but it's been fun. Our players have done a great job adapting this never before seen or lived situation, and we're just busy making lemonade out of the lemons.
I got to get one of those jackets. I got to get down to the Magic City as soon as the border opens, and because I'm the biggest Minot State Beavers fan now, and it's so awesome that you're saying this is what you're doing, because you get a lot of people sitting at home whining and saying, why me? And then you got the Minot State Beavers program saying, try me. And you're finding all new ways to do it. So can you talk about the association as to how you came to be with the Beavers, the defensive coordinator? Was there a connection there before?
No, ultimately, and I don't mean to sound trite whatsoever in saying this. I have zero trite or zero fluffiness when I say this. Very much from a faith-based perspective, this was a God-opened door. And when I say that, I didn't have a prior direct connection with any member, starting with the head coach, Mike Aldrich, or any of these fellow staff members on this staff that I'm now working with. And so that opened a door for me where really there was no other door open or available even at that time. And so in a supportive role or a kind of a secondary, tertiary sort of way, a fellow who was a former graduate assistant here at Minot State from Saskatchewan, believe it or not, the small world that it is, was able to, in the aftermath of Coach Aldrich and I, first of all, me finding out about an opening just online, randomly, on Super Bowl Sunday, to where he and I began conversation, this fellow who was a graduate assistant for me, his name's Colton Ethier, a proud Saskatchewan native, was able to at least draw further connecting of the dots in that he and I are a mutual to Coach Aldrich and myself, but that not on the front end of things. That was after the ball got rolling. So very much thankful. And from a faith perspective, this was, like I said, this was a God thing.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, your connection to Chris Jones, and we'll get to that. But first, tell our viewers, because they all know who you are. You've been in the CFL a long time, and you married a Regina girl. And your kids were born here or close-ish, right? You played in the NCAA, and you've coached in the NCAA before. Can you talk about your history in college ball?
Sure. Got my start in the NCAA as a graduate assistant at Fresno State University. This was in the prior decade when Pat Hill was still the head coach there. Pat had a 15-year run at Fresno State, very successful in the giant killer, if you will, with air quotes, as far as knocking off a multitude of Power Five teams, being in what they call currently Group of Five as a program, and was highly, highly influential on my young coaching career at the time. I still count him as one of my Mount Rushmores, if you will, as far as who I look at with a real reverence and an esteem for teaching me the correct path. And then after Fresno, my first run with the Rough Riders in 2009 and 10, had another opportunity in the NCAA in the Pacific Northwest at Portland State University. And it was another lens to be able to view it from, in that case, from the FCS or the traditional 1AA level. So it's been good. I'm currently now at the Division II level, so I've been able to span different teams, different geography, and different levels, which has really affected me positively.
But I'm trying, you're going to have to forgive me, as a player, would you believe this guy was a lineman? What did you tip the Toledo's at, Shep? Back in, look at him. Nobody would believe it to look at him now. But talk about your playing days.
I'm going to talk about the playing days while I multitask by pulling up the photograph and flip the picture here on my phone if I can get this thing dialed up. I always have it at the ready for a case like this, so just a natural, organic conversation. Let's put it this way. There was a 3 as my first digit on the scale, if you can that. And so, Rod, as you giggle with me here, the natural reply that I always come back with is, well, let's relax. I did stretch it on a 5'10" frame.
Oh, exactly. He's not even a tall guy. That's the wild thing. And so, did you find it?
I'm going to attempt this here, so bear with me. I'm going to attempt a screenshot here, and I'm going to get this thing right up close.
Whoa. Which one are you?
The fellow with the white shirt and the opposite haircut of this chia pet that I'm rocking in a quarantine right now.
Shaved head.
That right there is a face only a mother could love.
No kidding. Well, I know a lot that do love it.
Lovely has more than reminded me. Had we met during that time period, I love you, Shep, but I would have kept walking.
Exactly. By the way, our director of scouting, Craig Smith's watching. He says, Shep, were you at Fresno State when Coach Nussmeier was there?
Yes. Coach Nussmeier was our offensive coordinator when I was a graduate assistant. So yes.
Doug Nussmeier, is he still with the Cowboys? What is he? Is he quarterback's coach there? What is Nussmeier doing with the Cowboys?
I haven't up with recently enough with the last set of the coaching carousel and changes and cycle. I want to say so, but I'm not certain of that.
Moving on to, as I mentioned, you were top lieutenant in the Chris Jones Army for a long time, but you were in the CFL before you hooked up with Jones. So what was that association made, and why did it stay so strong?
So I'm blessed to have a real nice dichotomy or a symmetry between two defensive coordinators that I owe a tremendous amount of respect and, again, honor and reverence to for teaching me and setting the course for my path as I'm now becoming a defensive coordinator for the first time. So originally, like you touched on, prior to working with Chris, I was with Gary Echeverry, who really gave me my start in the Canadian Football League all those years ago in 2009. And so in one regard, a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for just that opportunity in the first place, which as a byproduct allowed me to meet my wife, Manoa. And here we are with our family and our two children and day to day. And then coupled with Chris Jones. And so in a similar fashion, a little bit to what I touched on with how I was able to acquire this position at Minot State, had not worked with Chris previously, but as I've thanked him more than a time or two since then, it was 5 years ago when he took a flyer on me. He was going into his second year with Edmonton, and I had just finished my time with Winnipeg at that time. And so he took a flyer on me. We had not worked together previously, and similar case, I had not worked with that staff at that point in time. And so I owe a tremendous amount of thanks to that in and of itself.
Last one here. Well, two. Smitty writes in, and you know Craig Smith. He says, Nuss is quarterback's coach with the Cowboys. And I only know that because that's my team, but he said coach tight ends there last year. And our social media advisor, Tyler Dacu, says, all right, let's hear Shep's weight loss plan. They want to know how you did it, Shep.
You're not going to find it on Google. You're not going to find it on YouTube. Intense, yes, which I think makes up my general personality trait. So I've been told. So, fairly recommending this, I'm just going to let you know what worked for me. So I first lost about 30 pounds right off the top, really with no effort, because I, like I said, I mean, I'm under 6 feet tall and I was carrying a tremendous amount of weight. And so naturally, after getting done with my final season, chilling out, just kind of living life, 30 dropped right off the bat. So that was like, okay, that's exciting. And so then I turned my attention to, and it's going to come down to calories, you know, output versus input, right? So I knew this, as long as I'm inputting very little amount of calories. So in this case, I was taking in about 1200 calories total each day. So to put that, Rod, I'm sure you and I, we're probably game to knock out 1200 calories in a sitting, probably double that if you allow us to. So 1200 calories a day, I worked up to 2 gallons of water, believe it or not. Do that at the start. I wouldn't advise or recommend that. You're going to be needing a porta potty to take with you wherever you go. But worked up to where I was drinking a mass amount of water, eating very little, so I was feeling full throughout. And then I was hitting the cardio, treadmill, basketball, you name it, racquetball, any kind of cardio based conditioning to just run around and burn calories. And so under 6 months later, in the end result, end up being over 100 pounds lost. So like I said, probably not going to find that in a men's health magazine. It's probably not the healthiest or most judicious way to go about it. Highly effective, though.
But it works. Just two comments from Brett Taylor watching in Moose Jaw. He says, what a combination of intense and positive. Shep, we'll put that on your tombstone, by the way. Intense and positive, with whatever quote you'd also want. And from Jorgen Hughes, good luck down there, Shep Doc. So the players are watching and wishing you well, which probably wouldn't surprise you at all.
Right on. Jorgen, I appreciate that. And for all the guys, players, past, present, future, the whole bit. Hey, love you guys. I wish you guys tremendous success on a go-forward basis, no doubt.
Shep, thanks so much for the time. Keep in touch. Stay safe, and appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate you having me on. It was a blast.
It was. Mike Shepard, defensive coordinator of the Minot State University Beavers, and a good friend. We connected real quick way back and stayed friends, and that's – I'm a Beavers fan now. We're going to be following them, right? Which, by the way, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit because they're saying college sports, total different ball of wax from pros. And we'll talk about that. And Rod Black mentioned that in hour one, too, amateur sports in Canada. We'll get to that. Justin Dunk with a wrap on the NFL draft, Canadians signing free agent deals down there, the CFL draft upcoming, lots to get to. Just want to say thanks again to Shep for the time and the friendship. And we'll be back with a sports update and more. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Monday morning, episode 221 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this on Facebook Live. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you, Jordan. Just ahead of a sports update, I got some Prairie Mobile texts. And then Justin Dunk. From the 403, anonymous texter writes in about our American draft idea, which isn't actually our idea. It was a football guy that, as I said, a highly decorated football guy in CFL history says that they should at least augment the CFL draft with an American version to at least drum up some interest, make it a little more interesting. Anonymous texter from Alberta says having an American draft would be hard. It would change how U.S. players could enter the CFL and make the flow of these players much less free, in my opinion. Says, have you guys seen the new locker room facility for LSU football? I have not. Have you, Darren?
No.
Have you, Clark?
For LSU?
LSU? Is this since they won the national championship? Since they won the Natty?
I can only imagine,
but I have not seen it, no. From the 204. Writing in, hey, Roddy, Riley from Winterpeg. Longtime fan here, love listening and reading your blog. Great work. He says, got to say, the SJHL is the premier junior A league in Canada from top to bottom. Best marketing, too. The MJHL should take notes. He says, as a referee in the MJ, I have to say what the SJ does blows away the Manitoba Junior League in terms of getting their name out and how they market the league to the province. Bill Chow should be proud. He's a great man, too. Love the simulation of the playoffs and getting X players in. A plus. Stay safe. That's from Riley in Winnipeg. With some love for the SJ. And one more from Zach in the 403. Checking in from Fairmont, Hot Springs, BC. Really loved the Rod Black interview. Signed, Zach. You see, we're all over Western Canada, right? Which is the way we wanted it to be.
Big time.
And the Northern United States, I might add. I can't wait to, like I say, jump in the car, drive down to the Magic City. It's been far too long. Yeah. And go see Shep and get my bunny hug. Sports update. NBA players will be allowed to return to team training facilities starting Friday, provided that their local governments do not have a stay-at-home order prohibiting such movement still in place as part of the response to the pandemic. Any workouts that take place would be voluntary and be limited to individual sessions only, according to a person familiar with the league's decision. Group practices would not be allowed yet, and teams will not yet be permitted to organize in-person workouts. In the NHL, suspended at about the same point as the NBA, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said league officials haven't made any decisions yet. And what did we say a month ago about the Cowboys? And I don't mean the Dallas Cowboys. The Professional Bull Riders return from a 41-day break Saturday night in Guthrie, Oklahoma, for an Unleash the Beast event.
Whoa.
Scheduled for Las Vegas originally, the competition at Lazy E Arena was closed to fans to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Taylor Toews of Stephenville, Texas, topped the 41 Cowboys in the first round of the two-day event, scoring 89.5 points on Biker Bob. Don't you love the rodeo talk?
I love the names of the bulls, yes.
He joined Chandler Bounds as the only right-handed riders to reach the eight-second whistle atop Biker Bob in the Bulls' 45 outings. Ezekiel Mitchell of Rockdale, Texas, was second with an 89 on Soup in a Group. Points leader, Jose Vitor LeMay of Brazil, also returning from broken ribs, had an 86.5 point ride. The PBR also plans to stage two-day events at the Lazy E on the weekends of May 9th to the 10th and 16th to the 17th. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeup menu. And for big-time game shows, check out their Facebook page for details on the next live broadcast of North America's fastest-growing game show featuring magician Richie Roy. Search Big Time Game Shows on Facebook. And by the way, the way their next show is Wednesday night, I saw Richie promoting. We had, any of you rural folks would understand this, in our barn, which is the size of a hockey rink. I should show you a picture of it sometime. It's the biggest barn in southeastern Saskatchewan. We had in a stall down on the main floor a 45-gallon drum. You've seen it in the Western movies, yeah, or the cowboy movies, with a rope from each corner of it up to the corners of the room, and you'd yank on it.
Yeah.
And that was where we would practice junior bull steer riding, or bull riding. And I named that bull Ropeburn.
Ropeburn. That's good.
That was my name. That's and to this day, I was hoping that some rodeo stock contractor would take that name, Ropeburn. Isn't that a great name for a bull?
That is a good name. You'd love the movie 8 Seconds.
Lane Frost. I didn't love it because it was sad.
Right. But what was it the one bull that he had to, like, do you remember the name of the bull?
That killed him?
Yeah.
You rodeo fans, tell me. My brother's probably listening. Text me, Lee, and tell me. Why do you even want to know that?
I don't know. But
it's so morbid.
It was just, yeah. We're talking about names of bulls. That was like the most dangerous bull of all time.
Clearly. Well, Ropeburn wasn't going to kill anybody. Trust me. We continue the football talk. Oh, it was Red Rock. Does that sound right? From Jack Fulton in Calgary? Red Rock. That sounds right to me. Thanks, okay. Jack. Let's go to Justin Dunk now from 3downnation.com as we continue the football discussion on this Monday morning. How you doing, JD?
Doing well, guys. What about you?
I was thinking, oh, great. I mean, I'm really loving the fact that SaskTel has waived all overage charges on data here during the pandemic. And I'm sure you're hoping that Bell did the same for you out there on this weekend. Man, your phone must have been going crazy with the NFL draft. Take me through the weekend, if you don't mind.
It was wild, especially when you get into that seventh round, and I've had a lot of experience with it now. You know that these Canadians are going to have that undrafted free agent, at least opportunities. So there was a number of guys that we had slated in that we felt had the best chances, and then you sort of go with some, let's say, preparations in the background. I won't give away the secrets, but you got to be super quick because the NFL news is a little different than the CFL, that it comes out very quickly. So you got to tweet it right away and be on top of it. And we had four Canadians sign undrafted free agent contracts. The first was University of Montreal defensive back Marc-Antoine Decroix going to the Green Bay Packers. Carter O'Donnell out of the University of Alberta, closer to you guys, went to the Indianapolis Colts. Rice and John, the Simon Fraser receiver, signed a deal with the New York Giants. And then finally, we had Michael Hoyt out of Brown University. He's from a smaller town in Ontario, signed with the Los Angeles Rams. The one surprising note, quarterback Nathan Rourke has yet to sign an undrafted NFL free agent contract, patiently waiting. But my thought is his focus might have gone more towards the CFL draft now.
Wow. I want to pick up on that for a second, but did you paint your house and put up a chandelier in the pandemic?
No, I can't take credit for this. This is my girlfriend's place.
I was going to say, this is looks different than what I'm used to. Home renos from Justin Dunk. Well, I know you haven't had the time because you've been following all this. So to Nathan Rourke, who we've had on the show, and I read your article, he had a better NCAA career than Tony Romo. What are realistic expectations for Nathan Rourke, the Ohio quarterback from Southern Ontario?
And a better NCAA career production-wise in Taysom Hill, who just signed a new $21 million deal with the New Orleans Saints. So it's a bit of a surprise to me considering what I had heard going into the draft, that he had had a number of calls and Zoom calls with NFL teams. And I had this feeling, guys, and I hate to say it now, but that the New England Patriots were going to go this route just because Rourke is such a student. He's literally taking notes during his team interviews with NFL or CFL teams. So I really thought he was going to get an opportunity, but the uniqueness of the CFL draft is actually going to have him rise up the board. I've had scouts tell me that Rourke right now could be a backup on six of the nine CFL teams.
Wow, that's high praise, JD. That's pretty good. So where do you think he falls in the CFL draft, and how does, you know, the NFL draft now affect, you know, what CFL teams are thinking? Because I know on the CFL's official list, Gallimore, Claypool, they were all on the top of the list of available prospects for the CFL draft, but the chance of them getting drafted probably not that high. So how have things been affected?
I'll start with the top guys and work down. So Chase Claypool goes in the second round of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Neville Gallimore, third round to the Dallas Cowboys. We saw, I believe it was a couple of years ago, Nathan Shepard was selected in the third round by the New York Jets. He was a defensive lineman, and he didn't even get drafted in the CFL draft. So when you see players like that go that high in the NFL draft, I can see them potentially being later round picks in the CFL draft. But at that point, it's a throwaway even in this day and age because you're making so much money. So as for the guys that signed the undrafted free agent contracts, depending on the amount of guaranteed money, and O'Donnell got a substantial amount, $25,000, and all of the guys had some sort of guaranteed money, but it wouldn't be like top end sort of money that you're never coming back to the CFL for. So we'll see those guys sort of trickle down the board, but the reverse effect is going to happen for Rourke because he hasn't signed a contract yet in the NFL. He's actually going to rise up, and you factor in the rule in the CBA now that if your Canadian does start, they count towards the ratio that Rourke could be ultra valuable. Guys, imagine this. Michael O'Connor and Nathan Rourke on the same team could be a ratio-breaking scenario that might have some coaches salivating.
From our viewers, Colin in Ottawa says he'll have to prove himself in the CFL if he wants a shot in the NFL. Get in line, Nathan. You are not alone in trying to use our league as a chance to springboard into the NFL. What the hell's wrong with that? That's fine that he, if that's what he's looking at, sure, I'm sure he'd be game to keep playing football and for the dream to still be out there. Although I should say this, have you talked to him in the last 24 hours? Is he down, Justin? Because he seemed to be, you know, really key on an NFL opportunity.
He's a guy that doesn't let outside factors affect him. He's still very positive. He was literally asking me, you know, how can I watch the CFL draft? I want to see how everything falls. That he is not going to let naysayers for his NFL opportunities, get him down. He's razor focused on whatever that opportunity is, going and attacking it, guys. And I can tell you, he moved from Oakville to go down to play high school in Alabama. A lot of people didn't think that would result in him potentially getting an NCAA Division I scholarship. Well, he went to junior college at Fort Scott, earned it the hard way, has an ultra-productive career at Ohio, so he doesn't care the road that he has to take, and he loves the CFL. It's what he grew up around. He's from Oakville. He was right there between the Argos and the Ticats in that rivalry, so he's Canadian at heart. He's not looking at the CFL as a second option. It just happens to be a nice backup plan for him.
So am I reading this right in that the name Nathan Rourke is one that CFL fans are going to hear a lot in the next 72-ish hours leading up to Thursday's draft? He has provided now some real intrigue for Thursday night.
That's right. He has, and guys, I should say the other quarterback name out there. Obviously, I'm a little biased towards the position as a Canadian, but Adam Sinagra has garnered some buzz here recently as we get into draft day. There are some scouts that will actually tell you that right now, Sinagra is the better passer of the two between him and Nathan Rourke. So what's really exciting here, I mean, for the first time in a while, we did have Michael O'Connor last year, but we actually have two high-end, legitimate quarterback prospects that have a chance to go higher than normal in the CFL draft, which, as you guys right now know, that there's not much content going on sports-wise out there that this could potentially draw more eyeballs.
It's fantastic. Anything for JD?
Yeah, that's great. Really good.
Well, it's ironic, isn't it, that Brandon Bridge fought so long to make the Canadian quarterback count to the ratio, and then he retires, and it happens. That's irony at its finest.
And he makes the path better for the next guy. That's all he was looking to do, guys. And I should give you one note just before we go. I just broke the news that the Stampeders are entertaining trade offers for the number one overall pick, boys. So buckle up as we get going to the CFL draft.
Oh, wow. Well, there's a team flush with, I guess they don't need it, but do you have a pick who you think number one will be?
Well, it depends who's making that selection. If Calgary stays there, you know, I've said probably for months now that the most sensible pick, and from what I've heard from boots on the ground, is that East Carolina University linebacker Jordan Williams, who you guys had on your show. That video he did up was flashy and hot, and he's that kind of a player. Let me tell you, you could probably step in and start right away. He's the favorite to go number one overall as it stands right now, but guys, what's happened with the coronavirus and the shortened season has maybe switched some teams' thinking in the fact that you're going to have a shortened training camp if indeed we do have a season, and that's obviously still to be determined. So maybe it's better to hire upper echelon elite player that you know can come in and play without a limited training camp, and that those later round picks probably aren't going to have the opportunity they normally would in a longer camp to impress and make your roster. So Huffningo could be thinking right now, hey, I do like Jordan Williams, but if there is a player that somebody else covets, let's say Toronto, BC, or Edmonton, or somebody else in the first round, I'll let them come up and get him, and maybe we can get Williams a little later on and potentially have some draft capital for the future, which could be more valuable, or use that capital to get back into the first round and make another high-end selection.
Absolutely fantastic report, Justin. You're awesome, giving us lots to think about leading up to Thursday. Thanks for the time, and we'll be reading as always.
You bet, boys. Stay safe out there, eh?
You too. Justin Dung from 3downnation.com, the country's leading source for CFL info. We'll be back to chop all that up, as he likes to say. Get to more of your Perry Mobile text questions and check the poll results. We got a lot going on. We'll be right back at the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Couple segments left here. Lots of time to go in Monday's show. Rob Fry writes in, CFL super agent. He says, has the man, the myth, the legend, Justin Dunk been on yet? Yes, Fryzy. You just missed him. And he was on for a good, what, almost 15 minutes?
Yeah.
He was breaking all kinds of CFL news, Fryzy, about your clients. And you just missed it. You can go back at the top of the hour and rewind. I have put the poll question out already, and it's just going like a prairie brush fire. Who was Monday's rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? Rod Black, Terry Vaughn, Mike Shepper, or Justin Dunk? And right now, a runaway winner is
Rod Black.
Rod Black of TSN. And a guy responds on Twitter by the handle at Bushmeister.
Okay.
And he says, if Rod Black is on the list, it's Rod Black. I don't even have to read the poll question. Rod Black, for those that missed way back in hour one, came on the air from his home wearing a Joe Dirt style mullet wig. See, to pretend that he hadn't cut his hair since this quarantine. Said his chest hair is up here.
His nose hair is down here.
Not big on personal grooming. Wayne in Victoria writes in and says, Rod Black is the rock star today, no doubt. Well, that's why we have a vote, because frankly, as funny as that is, I'm kind of partial to Mike Shepper.
And Rod Black, you're finding out he's such a great guy.
He's hilarious.
So personable, so positive, so happy. You know, simple guy, doesn't collect a lot of stuff. He doesn't have a big man cave. Got one helmet up there and one football. But he's...
It just happens to be Wayne Gretzky's helmet that he wore.
But he has Gretzky's helmet, Howard Chuck's gloves, and Gordie Howe's stick. Probably the only things he's ever collected. And then his kids are out in the yard, in the street, playing with the stick, and they snapped it in half, and they're fighting with the gloves on. And
I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
Our social media advisor, Tyler, writes in. He's the one that puts the funny things under the Rod Peterson Show account. He says, Rod Black was clearly on some Red Bull this morning. No doubt helped him to take the strong lead in the Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions Rockstar voting. He was on some Red Bull for sure. Faux show. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Can I read this again? Do you mind?
Yeah, go for it.
Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it to you. Price, quality, service. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. Couple text messages here. From the 204, where the heck did it go? Well, about the guy that asked about the LSU locker room, if we'd seen it yet, the answer is no. He goes on to say, this is from the 403. He says, I have a feeling Huff will win draft day as usual. Of course.
Yeah.
He is the Bill Belichick of the CFL without the cheating.
I pulled up the LSU locker room on my phone back earlier in the show when it was brought up. And I mean, the thing is outstanding. And the thing that separates it is all their chairs are like this in each of the locker rooms, like the leather chairs, almost like first class on an airline. And they got the little cubby here with the little screen, and they recline out so the guys can lay down in full leather, just like you're in first class. You have your own little pod. It looks pretty fancy.
Tanner from White City writes in and says that there was a high-priced bull sold in Manitoba that was named after Chris Strebler. Can you imagine? Chris Strebler was a bull.
Oh, yeah.
Is a bull. Tanner says, by the way, does this raise quarterback Nathan Work's CFL draft stock? Well, absolutely it does. If he doesn't have an NFL option, and he's playing in the CFL regardless, and he's good enough to start for the NFL to at least take a look at, then absolutely. I would say he skyrockets in the CFL draft projections. Was he even in the top 20? I don't think he was.
Not in the CFL.
I don't think he was in the top 20 CFL draft projections. That's going to change. By the way, our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes and says, talk to Fry on the weekend. I heard, Rod, you were at a function where Rob met his future wife. I was sitting at the table with Fryzy when they met. I was there. Saw the whole thing go down. It was the Athletes in Action breakfast at the Grey Cup, I think, in Ottawa.
Cool.
See, it was fun to be
your matchmaker,
part of something
too.
Like that. The magic was in the room that day. Jack Fulton says from Calgary, my bad, Taken Care of Business was the name of the bull that killed Lane Frost. Why do you even want to know that?
I don't know why it was in my head. We were talking about the names, and then
it bothers me.
Made me remember that movie, and what a great movie it was. As sad as the story is, Elaine Frost, but that's the life of a bull rider. And if you haven't seen the movie 8 Seconds, I think you can rent it on YouTube, maybe. I don't know. Find it. It's worth the watch.
I have no idea why this came up, but Brett Thompson, one of our viewers, writes in and says, I have never seen the first class section in a plane. I don't actually think any of the planes I have been on have first class sections. Well, I would suggest you've seen it. You have to walk right by it to get to your seats. But a funny story that I tell people quite often is on the Pats bus, the Regina Pats Hockey Club. I'm sure I've told you this, but I was hanging a sheet. 3 rows back, I was hanging a sheet and tucking it under the luggage base. And Curtis Hunt, the coach of the Pats at the time, goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm creating first class. You and me and the trainers, we're up here in the first class, and the players, they're behind the sheet in coach. And he's like, take that down.
I'm creating first class. That's all because I've been on those buses. And that's pretty good.
It took me a while. I'm putting it, boom, right, hanging it up. And finally I got him. What are you doing? I'm making first class. He didn't like it.
Oh, that's great. Now some of them have life. Like couches in the front and
I know
whole deal.
Some of those things that we rode.
I know.
Who pinned this tweet for the Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? Because I wanted to go back to the actual daily poll question. Now I got to go sift through a million things to find it. Clark doesn't care. Here's the daily poll question before we break and come back for overtime. Would you attend/support the Indoor Football League if it came to Canada? Again, hundreds of votes, 66% of you saying no, 34% of you saying yes. This is a major pie-in-the-sky thing, but we are in a time of reset, pause, and reflection. There's no doubt. It's been today's day 46, I think, without sports. And I just think that people would support it. It's a spring league, the indoor football league in America, 13 teams from Bismarck to Oakland, Cedar Rapids, Phoenix, Tucson, San Diego. On Facebook, 59% of you saying no. And I just think, you know what? You say that now until you see it and you see the guys out there killing each other. And I know in Regina it would go over. A lot of those no's can't be coming from this market because I showed up and watched the Lingerie Football League draw 3,500.
Yep.
In the Brandt Center. And it was awesome because it wasn't just about the game. It was fireworks, rock music. It was a show. That's what you need to give people these days. And if the product is even somewhat decent, they're going to come back.
Yeah. You put on a show and you give people a good time, they're more willing to come back for sure, make it a bit of a party. And I think it could be fun. It could be a lot of fun with an indoor football league. I'd be into it.
It could happen. We certainly have the players. Maybe we'll talk about it more here in overtime. I'm not saying I'm going to go out and do it. But there are enough guys looking for jobs as players, coaches, scouts, you name it. It could happen. The majority of people saying they wouldn't support it. I don't believe you. I've heard it a lot of times here in the last week on various things, whether it's the draft or something like this or this show. If you build it, they will come. SJHL simulation is a really good example of that.
It's a great
Everybody
example.
Laughed at it. Yeah. Now, thousands are tuning in.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that and more when we come back for overtime. Hang on, one more segment. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live and Listen Live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, for overtime. I was telling the guys in the break, we've got viewers all over Alberta today. And the Rockies. We had the guy checking in from Radium Hot Springs, Fairmont Hot Springs.
Yep.
Doug in St. Albert writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line and says, check out the Oregon Ducks locker room as well. Alumni is one of the guys that owns Nike. Boy, that you're really digging deep for something to do if you're checking out locker rooms. You're looking for something to do. Yeah. I think, I don't know, the Riders is one of the nicest that I've ever been in, and it actually blows away the Dallas Cowboys, and I've been in their locker room. Because the problem is, the same guy designed Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium, as Mosaic Stadium, and he's doing the new Rams Stadium. I know that guy, Mark Williams. Still talk to him. He's living in LA now as they get that stadium built. And he goes, there's things I forgot to put in the Cowboys Stadium that I put into Mosaic Stadium. So the Riders got a better bang for the buck in the city of Regina than even the Cowboys did.
Yep.
Right? Now, the Riders did have a lot to do with the finishing touches on their locker room, too. And by the way, I'm sure LSU and Oregon's great. But the Riders are as nice as you're going to see in this country. And this is overtime, by the way, for Emerald Water. Stay hydrated, friends. Grab your Emerald Water Incorporated and enjoy OT. Ken from Saskatoon writes in Prairie Mobile text line and says, that was a fantastic show, Rod. You are always able to pull back the curtain on the life of your guests and allow us to peek inside. Thank you for that. And Justin Dunk always creates a very informative segment when he appears on the show. I appreciate the plaudits, Ken, but I didn't do anything with Rod Black. By the way, that's the thing with these national broadcasters. Most of them are like that. It's like you put the camera on them and just, whoa, it's like a team of horses. Gone.
Let them go.
Wasn't that Rod Black?
It was.
I was almost at a point of saying, am I giving the interview or are you?
I was actually thinking that too. I'm like, I think he's now interviewing Rod. He's interviewing you.
That's how it happened. Lawless is very similar to that. Naylor.
Yeah.
They're like a chuck wagon team of horses. Just drop the reins and let him go.
Let him go.
You're not going to pull him in. As they say about some broadcasters, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Hope.
when the guys come on with props, how many guys in our past, and Clark, help me, and you viewers too, have come on with actual props? There have been a few.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that would make an interesting segment. A folder to create in the best of shows.
Ooh,
there's been some, but I can't.
The props. I'm trying to think of the different props we've had. Guys are wearing certain things, jerseys or shirts.
Arash Madani does it all the time. He's got props. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you. Brett Taylor, watching in Moose Jaw, he says Rod P almost didn't get a word in with Rod B, which, by the way, is fine. Believe me. If I can just give up the rent, you take him. I'm okay with that. Nelson Hakowicz writes in. He says, I think Rod Black thinks the set is real. That's a really good point. He's looking and I go, whoa, that's amazing. Rod Black's kind of new to this television thing. Oh, yeah. Colin in Ottawa says, how about a booze fish? That would count.
That would count.
That was a funny
was
tour
good
of his house,
when he
too.
Gets the fish in there. Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, I should get off the air and shut up. My mind's going all over. Not to bad places, but if I get going, it'll be another half an hour story. That's all.
And we're okay with that, but yeah.
When Rod Black's in town, and here's hoping that there'll be a CFL season, he didn't seem very positive on that at all. But we'll have to bring him in and maybe have him sign the wall, that kind of thing.
That'd be great.
I don't want to break his heart and let him know that it is a green screen, you know.
I think he'll like it that much more.
Alan Lee, Alan the intern, who's becoming a rock star in and of himself, says he wrote in earlier and said, if you want to be the rock star of the day, you have to get a mullet. Note to all guests, get a mullet. I want to say this. I tried to get a mullet. I went to my, hairstylist sounds not me, my barber, I guess. Who was a female, Lori, and I said, I want a mullet. And she's like, nope. It's about 4 or 5 years ago.
I want, and I said, nope.
No, I'm serious. She's cutting my hair, and I said, I'm doing the paying here. I'm doing the ordering. Can you please do a mullet? And she's like, nope. No. She goes, all my family knows that I cut your hair. I'm not going to be responsible for a mullet. Fair. How do you argue with that?
Yeah.
Turns out they're in charge. Which they actually are, because they're holding the scissors and the clippers.
Well, that's true. You know, they're holding the scissors. That's true. But yeah, you're paying. She wouldn't give you what you wanted.
No.
That's funny.
Can you do a mullet? Nope. That's how that went down. Okay. Vote on the rock star of the day, although it's turning out to be not much of a contest. Rod Black is running away with the rock star of the day vote. You can also vote on our indoor football league thing. That's not something that when this pandemic lifts next spring, 1 year from now, we're going to be playing Indoor Football League Canada. But I do think it would work. What the hell? I can pull the guys together real fast. And I think that we would find people that there is an appetite on the prairies for it. There's no doubt. Nothing else going on. Perfect weather because it's indoors. Blah, blah, blah. But like I said, I'll shut up and get off the air. We have to have our post-show meeting. Thanks to our guests today, Terry Vaughn, Rod Black, Mike Shepper, Justin Dunk. Oh, the monitor, it says no internet. So it went off. Brett and Moose Jaw says, I thought Shep was the rock star. Well, you can vote on Twitter. Robert Anderson watching in Toronto says, I'm still thinking about the props. And he does the laughing, crying emoji. Oh, our director of scouting, Craig Smith, says Jasper the dog. Remember when he was on, he was holding his dog, Jasper?
Yes, that was pretty good.
So actually, there would be a long list of guys that had props. A long list. So we'll have to think about that. It's good. It's still not coming up. But here it is on the feed. Thank you. DeQuinn Evans. He was in, he played for the Gridiron Gang, the movie that The Rock starred in. He was on the team. Former CFL, NFL defensive end. I know DeQuinn. He was at the same event that I was at with Frizy.
Okay,
and his future bride. J.C. LaPon of the Manitoba Moose. And a three-way video chat with curling stars Catlin Schneider and Colton Flash. That's going to be amazing. This is going to be great. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, at 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.